Blog Talk Radio.
And as the song says, we are all warriors. We will never dismount. We ride a tiger. This, we take no quarter. This is our land, and we will never, ever, ever surrender.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Back in the saddle again, by the sounds of it. That was called, am I right, Dave? Hey, good afternoon, or should I say good evening, and welcome to the English Defence League radio show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest to be joining us this evening. She's been a panelist, and she's our guest this evening. She's got a story that she wants to share with us exactly what's been going on in this The country is in wreck and ruin by the sounds of it, and that's Canada. I put a title up there this evening, ladies and gentlemen. You'll check it out. English Defence League radio show. Official anti-Semitism in Canada. And I'll just read me a little bit of my script. So welcome to the English Defence League radio show with your host, that's me, Jeff Spider Mitchell. And my panellists this evening is Dave Akinor Milner. And tonight, as I say, we welcome back our show's friend, a panellist, teammate and fellow patriot, Leslie Ann Sturfel, who will share with us the plight that she's going through because of her trips to Israel. The anti-Semitic Canadian government are investigating her. We shall be discussing this madness by Canada and the persecution of its citizens and what legal assets Leslie can look to. We'll also be discussing EDL-related issues and other stories of the week. No surrender, no surrender ever. And that's a very, very wrong story. And I'm glad we have got Leslie who's joined us evening. And I'm sure don't. This is Leslie now, or this is Dave. Is that you, Leslie, or Dave? Because I'm not sure it's just come up.
Yes, Jeff, that's
hello?
Me. Yes, Jeff, can you hear me?
Okay,
can you
Dave,
hear
lovely.
Me?
Thank you, buddy.
All right, now, just as the show intro was ending, I lost my internet connection. I'm trying to reboot my machine now. Once I have done that, I will try and reestablish contact with Leslie, and we will try and get this going again.
Okay,
all right.
That's fair news, Dave. Unfortunately, we always find that these chaos reigns at the time when we go live on shows. It is, ladies and gentlemen, it's what we call the order of the universe. If things are going to go wrong, they'll go wrong at the most unsightly times. Am I right, Dave?
Yes. Yeah, you are right, Jeff, and, you know, I, as I say, I don't know, you know, this almost seems a little bit too convenient to me because the story, frankly, that Leslie has to tell is that really does not put the Canadian government in a very good light, and, you know, as I try and bring things up, but, yeah, I mean, just as the opening began to break up a little bit, and of course now I have an echo, and then the internet connection dropped. So,
have you still got an echo now? Do you want me to call back? I mean, if there is a problem, I'm sure that Leslie can call through a landline anyway, so we can have that connection if there is that problem.
Well,
Dave,
sincerely hope that, yeah, you might want to try to call back in, or it might be a problem with me. I don't know.
Okay,
Dave, line,
just hang there,
line.
Mate, while I call back in.
Okay,
now, mate,
go ahead.
I'll be right back.
All right, folks, apologize for this, you know, but of course, when we have a guest with a very important message to deliver, you know, everything goes down, and I will tell you that my machine is booted up again, and yet I still have no internet connection. That may mean that I have to call my internet service provider and yell at them a lot to get them to put the internet connection back on, but for now, it would appear that there is no internet connection, so I am not able to get hold of Leslie myself to tell her that she needs to call in. I just hope that she will do that on her own. Jeff, are you back with us? Jeff, are you back with us?
I'm back with you, Dave, and I'm not sure
okay.
whether we might have Leslie that's calling in. I can see...
Okay.
111s. So, should we try?
See if that's Leslie.
This is Leslie.
Yes. See if that's Leslie. That's going to be our priority today.
That's me. I'm here.
Hello, Leslie.
Good to have you join us this evening. As I say, unfortunately, we're just about to go to where Dave was getting some internet issues, and there was a little bit of an echo, I think, from my side. Is the echo gone now from my side, Dave?
Yes, it is, Jeff. And now that Leslie is with you, Leslie, you can tell your story. I'm going to go ahead and drop off and call my internet service provider and yell at them about my lack of connection, or actually, it's acting like it wants to try and come back on. So let's just continue with the show, and we'll see what I can do. I may need to drop off to call the ISP, but we'll just see. Leslie, welcome to the program, and I'd also like to say to the listeners of the Unpleasant Blind Guy, thank you for joining us. This is going to be a special edition of the Unpleasant Blind Guy featuring special guest Leslie Ann Stoffel of the Real Clear Israel. And she's going to be talking about issues that she's been having that point to official anti-Semitism in the Canadian government. So, Jeff, if you'd like to go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Dave. And as I say, we've got two different outlets tonight, with Dave doing his thing, and with the EDL radio show as well. So once again, Leslie, it's good to have you back on the radio show. And unfortunately, we've all been quite concerned of the situation that's arose with your visits to Israel. So I was wondering, Leslie, if you'd like to share what has actually been happening to yourself over the last time we spoke. So if you'd like to go ahead, Leslie, and explain to the listeners exactly what's going on. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. First of all, I want to say hello to both of you guys, and also I see Kel there. Now, I can't sign into the chat box. For some reason, I don't know why, but I want to say hi to Kel, and because I see her in there. So what happened was I hadn't been to Israel for about 3 years, but I still did my Israel advocacy. Like I try to tell the truth about what's going on in Israel. So I would watch the news and watch the alternate news and just follow my friends who are there and, you know, post things and put things on my website and things like that, even though I hadn't been back for 3 years. So then I went back in October of around the end of October of 2017. So I was away for 2.5 months or so in 2017. And then it extended into the year for 6 months. I was back June the 2nd of 2018. So you're allowed to be away 6 months out of each year. So I thought I was okay. So when I returned back from Israel into the Vancouver airport, I noticed the guy who the border guard, he looked like a Muslim. He looked, I don't know, Pakistani. I'm not sure what he was, but he became very hostile when he found out that I'd been in Israel, very hostile. And he sent me over to some other woman who was a young Chinese woman, border guard, who was going to question me further, who looked communistic. Like you know how you see pictures of Mao's communist Chinese? Okay. That's what she looked like. Yeah, and we have a lot of Chinese now here, and I'm not saying all Chinese, but I'm saying that that's where they come from. They come from that, you know, Maoist communist background, so that some could still have that mindset and not be so friendly to Israel or Jews. I mean, this is just my assumption because of the way I was treated. That's what I'm saying, okay? So it turns out that I come back, and my driver's license, which stupidly... Our driver's license and our health care cards can both go on the same card, which makes it easier. You don't have to carry around two cards. But I think that was a bit of a mistake, because when I came back, my driver's license had expired on my birthday, which is in May, and then I didn't come back till June the 2nd. And then I waited a few months to get it uh, to get it renewed because I'd been away and I just didn't have the $75 to spend on it. I had to spend it on other things. And I don't have a car here anymore. I just take the bus and use the family car. We've got three cars sitting here in the driveway. So two cars and a truck. So I don't have another car. So I just use, pay my sister's help with insurance and gas. And if I need a car, I use it. Otherwise, I just like to walk, take the bus. Anyway, so I waited a few months to get my driver's license done, and I took my passport as my secondary ID, and the guy, the clerk who was doing my license, he also appeared to be Pakistani, and when he asked me when I'd come back, he asked me, I said, I haven't renewed my license because I'd been away. He asked me why I didn't renew it on my birthday. I said, well, I'd been away. And then I didn't actually need it, and then I realized I better get it done. So then he said, well, where were you? So I showed him on my passport. I'd been in Israel. And then it changed. Then he really started getting kind of hostile as well. Like, why were you there? What were you doing? When are you going back? Like, this is from my driver's license. And apparently my health card as well. But
I've done my but Leslie, why should he ask you that question when you already said that you was visiting and that you do it? That's what you do. And you abide basically in Canada. Well, why is these questions when you're a Canadian citizen? That's what I was... Sorry, Leslie.
I don't know. Yeah, so I said, well, I think I might have mentioned that I do, like, advocacy or, I might have said, the work I do, which is, I don't mean work, I mean, like, I do, like, advocacy, I do journalism, things like that. I think what, then he said to me, well, you could be living in Ontario for all I know. And I was like, well, why would I live in Ontario? That's crazy. I said, my mother's right here. I'm staying at her place, and that's where my address is. That's where I live, and he wouldn't take that for an answer. I said, if you look on my passport, you'll see that I came back, when I came back in June, I came back through Vancouver, blah, blah, but he wouldn't take it. So then now they've put a hold on my driver's license. I was able to get a temporary license, and he said I would hear from them about this. Well, I never heard a thing. And the temporary driver's license runs out on Tuesday. So I phoned them on Friday and I said, I haven't heard from anybody in 2 months. And I was supposed to get a call or a letter and something and, about my residency. So she got somebody involved and they sent me an email right away. And what they asked me for was unbelievable. Like, the stuff they asked me for, it was like communist China, what they're asking me for. And I can tell you, I had it right here. What they're asking for is a copy. Now, I've since found out. Okay, wait a minute. I'll read what they want. Copy of all pages in all valid passports, Canadian and foreign. Canada Border Service Agency travel history report for the past 12 months. Copy of all driver's licenses, foreign and North American. Residential tenancy agreement. Credit card or banking records showing transaction histories for the past 12 months. Mobile phone call history for the past 12 months. Letter from employer and current pay statements. Confirmation of current MSP coverage. Any other documents support your residency. And the letter states that I'm actually under an investigation. Like, it says this is an actual investigation. Like, I'm some kind of criminal.
What criminal investigation? Leslie, I'll let you continue. Now, this has got me. Now, you're talking about criminal investigation. But please, go ahead with your story, Leslie.
Yeah, so when I got this letter saying this, I was in such a state when I got, first of all, I looked at the list and I thought, oh my God, this is like communist China or communist Russia. Like, what's going on here? And I got really, very, very alarmed. And so, but then I went back later and read it, and it said that you may wish to provide the following, okay? But they made it, they left it ambiguous so that if you, what happens if you don't provide enough? Then, oh, if you provide just so much, then they'll ask for more? Or, I mean, what's the deal here, okay? Now, my, you know, here's the thing. If they're asking for this stuff, for my residency, okay, those are the rules, those are the laws, okay? But the problem is there are illegals walking over the border. The RCMP help carry their baggage in, and then they simply walk in and get government benefits immediately. They don't have to reside here. They don't have to prove they've resided here.
Questions, Leslie.
No,
yeah, exactly.
None of these questions. Nobody wants to know their 12-month mobile history because they throw their phones away in the ditch. It's been filmed by Faith Goldie went down there to Roxham Road in Quebec there. They throw away all their documentation and their phones and everything else. So
we've got the backbone of what they want from you. You talk about a criminal investigation. So,
well, no, it's not a criminal. It's not a criminal. It's not a criminal investigation. It's just called an investigation. But I'm saying it feels like I'm being treated like a criminal because
otherwise a spy. Seems like they're looking into spying for Israel. Can you believe
it?
Nothing surprises me. Nothing surprises me, Leslie. I think we've got Dave back on the line with us, though. Les, hope you don't mind. Are you there, Dave?
No.
Yes, Jeff, I am here. You got the internet service back up about the time I was about to blast somebody. So, Leslie, you did give the genesis of this, what happened when you came back immediately from Israel, and that... Yeah. That's where it starts. I mean, it starts with an individual who is probably a Muslim, and then you move on to someone. I think the person you said you moved on to reminded you almost of, you know, like someone from the Chinese Communist Party, and then you get this. Go ahead.
And also what else is happening as well is there are Chinese people flying in here into where I live, sort of in this area, Vancouver and Richmond. They're flying in here and having babies in the hospital, and Canadians are paying for all the bills, and then they leave with a Canadian passport for that baby. And nobody's asking them for all of this information, okay?
Right, and that's, you know, in other words, they're making anchor babies, because this is the same kind of citizenship tourism that we have down here in the United States, and it's the same type of thing that we're trying to stop down here, but that may not happen in the next 2 years thanks to our election of the Democrat Congress, but. It just indicates to me the density of the leftist compliance with Sharia and with the United Nations, because as we all know, the United Nations is very much against Israel. Let me ask you a very pointed question, Leslie, as a person who is going to convert to Judaism. Do you feel how welcoming a place now is Canada for people of the Jew? How welcoming a place have the left made of Canada for people of the Jewish faith? Let's put it that way.
Well, obviously, from the treatment I'm getting, I mean, I'm going to assume that this has something to do with it being Israel and Israel being the Jewish state, because I found out somebody, I tweeted all this out. I've tweeted all this out. I put it on Facebook that this is happening to me because Canadians need to know that there are two sets of laws now. There's a law, a set of laws for illegals, and there's a set of laws for whitey Canadian old stock who's being treated with harassment to prove who they are and all this stuff. Like, I mean, this is craziness. And I found out when I tweeted this that somebody tweeted to me back and said that our NDP government, which is basically their communists, okay, they are so far to the left they could fall off the cliff. And this is how stupid Canadians are, but I won't even get into that. This is how dumb and stupid and ridiculous people are in this country that voted these people in. And they are tied very closely with the Palestinian Authority. And the government agency that's harassing me for all this stuff is a provincial agency.
That's what I wanted to get to, Leslie. I wanted to make sure people understood that now, folks, Leslie is not talking about the national government in Canada. She's talking about the state government. So this infusion of Sharia compliance goes all the way from the state governments to the national governments, and we know it's in local governments. Because you see demonstrations, I can think of two or three of them so far, just off the top of my head, big demonstrations in big cities in Canada of Muslims who openly call for the death of Jewish people, and nothing is done to them at all, absolutely nothing. If anyone says anything about it, they're Islamophobic, though, and they face fine and a jail term. Am I right?
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to bring up, too, is fight. Well, I know you've got partial socialistic medicine in the U.S., but really fight this government taking control of your health care, because they have taken government is in total control of our health care. And now I get threatened with, you know, it being removed from me if I don't submit and give this personal information about myself.
Well, so there's,
trust me, Americans, you don't want this.
Well,
no,
you know
I
what, Leslie,
you,
that's
Leslie.
It.
Sorry, Dave.
No,
go ahead. Sorry,
hang on a second, Jeff. No, this is a very important lesson for people who we want universal health care. Well, you want universal health care, but not only along with that does come the government's ability to control your life from cradle to grave, comes the ability to cut your health care off if you do something that government doesn't like. See, in this instance, the government giveth and the government taketh away. And I think this is an extremely important lesson, my listeners of the Unpleasant Blind Guy, for you guys to not only to listen to but to pass on. But I have a question for you, Leslie, and you may be able to remember this, you may not, but let's try this one, okay? Now, when driver's licenses and health cards were combined, was there ever a government campaign or something talking about how this would make everything more convenient and easier for everyone, and that people should just support this and not even raise an eyebrow at it, that it would make everything all-inclusive and easier for everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Was there?
Yeah. So, what was that, Dave? Say that again.
Okay. Before the driver's licenses and the health cards were merged, was there any kind of campaign or something of that nature from the Canadian government saying that this should be something people should support because it will just make everything easier?
Now, that I don't remember. I really don't.
Okay.
I just remember going in to renew my driver's license about every 5 years, like 5 years ago, and they saying, I might have done it 10 years ago, I don't remember, and then the guy saying to me or the woman saying, would you like to combine them? Because, you know, then of course you only have one piece of ID, and it's all on one thing, and that was how it came about. But I don't recall any kind of sort of government push or anything for this. They usually don't. They just sneak it in on you and make it look like it's something good. And my father, when I told my dad I'd done that, he said, I don't do that. I keep them separate. And I really should have. Something told me in the back of my mind, don't do it. And I shouldn't have, because what they're, yeah, they can use it against you, and it's, yeah.
Yeah, they can, they
some,
can only...
Don't mind, Dave, but...
Go ahead, Jeff, go ahead.
Kel's mentioned something in the chat, and she does say hello to you.
Hello, Kel.
Leslie. But what Kel said here is Liberal Richmond MP Joe Piscodo, introduced a petition to end it this year, and the Liberals approved it. I think that's what you and Dave was discussing. So, Kel's just put
to end, what? End what? End what? To end what? They put a petition to end what?
You know, the combining of the health, you know, the card with your driver's details and a health card.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that. Okay.
Kel just put it in the chat there, Liz. I thought I'd let you know, and Dave, what she's just said there. Thank you.
Okay, Kel was you know, please answer this. You know, is that on the provincial level or on the national level? Because I'd like to know that, because this is the very sort of thing.
It's provincial, Dave, okay. Because the provinces take care of the health care.
Ah, okay. So in other provinces, they could still use this as a leverage, not only if, for instance, the government doesn't like the fact that someone does anything in Israel, they could take away their health care and remove their ability to move around with a car. Now, Leslie, I'd like to ask you a question that I think a lot of others might possibly ask you as you expand out. Talking about this, they may well ask you what the real Clear Israel is. So what is the real Clear Israel? What do you guys do?
Well, it's just me. It's just my website. And
okay.
I just – what I do is – because what happened was is for years I saw the media say or – give out the wrong story, lie about Israel, give out the wrong story. So I just started using social media. Yeah, fake news. I started using social media and created a web page and started going to Israel when I could to do what was happening on the ground and post it on social media and just do interviews and write articles and things like that. It was just to promote, it was just to support the Jewish people and Israel. That's what it is, really.
Okay. All right. So it's
I hope you don't mind. I made a mistake in what Kel said. I read it wrong. She was referring to anchor babies, and she said,
Okay.
I was not addressing the healthcare issue. I was referring to the anchor baby issues, for fuck's sake.
Okay.
I made a bit of a mistake. Sorry.
So
that's what
so
she
we're
just
back.
Replied to me.
So we're back to
sorry
the government.
About that.
So we're back to the government, you know, being able to do what I said. If people don't like, if they don't like what a person is doing, and since you, Leslie, are out there telling the truth about what's going on in Israel, and since people can get that through your website, and
yeah.
That's probably at polar opposite with the CBC, for instance. They don't like it, and they don't like you, and that's and hence we you get the treatment that you did when you ride back immediately, and now this investigation that may not be a criminal investigation, no, but it certainly feels like one, because Americans,
right.
Those are the two things that really need to be looked at heavily. Why does the government need bank records and especially cell phone records to establish residency?
Yeah. Those
are the two big ones that stand out for me.
Yeah, me too. Those were my worry.
Leslie and Dave, it feels
with
exactly what you've been saying, all the details that they want to know, it's like a witch hunt. And basically, you're a journalist in your own way. You know what we are. I just consider myself a citizen.
Yeah, citizen journalist. I don't get paid for it, Leslie. Yeah. So the thing is, like I said earlier.
That they decide that you are classed like Tommy Robinson as an enemy of the state. It seems that way. It seems like people that speak out against their so-called media speak out against it because we know they're lying to us because that's what they are. It's all fake news. What I said earlier, it's fake news, it's lying.
Yeah.
But people like yourself, people like Mr. Tommy Robinson, people like myself and Dave and Kel and many of us are citizen journalists. We like to get the truth out there. That's what you do, Leslie.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there is a witch hunt for people like us. And, you know, like with Tommy Robinson, they've closed his PayPal, donation to his PayPal, etc. So this is the sort of thing. They're concerned about us, Leslie, because we are becoming a driving force to be reckoned with. And this is how they think that they can stop us with giving people, lovely people like yourself, grief, Leslie. And, you know what's happened to Tommy Robinson and many others. Many others have been suffering because this witch hunt, because it's all you can call it, really, isn't it? It's wrong. But something I wanted to ask you, Leslie, have you took any legal advice? Because I think you really need to discuss it. I mean, have you got a family, a solicitor, etc.?
I'm looking into legal advice because I don't want them to infringe upon my privacy rights, and I'm not sure exactly what those are. So I'm going to talk to legal advice before submitting information, and I told them that I was going to be doing that, and I also told them I was putting this on social media because, and like I say, my biggest issue here, if there is this rule that that I was gone for a specific amount of time and some Pakistani guy sitting there wants to apply this rule to me and I show them my passport and my border records, okay, fine, or something that shows my address or something. But when they go further and further and further invasively into my life, that's a problem. And it's also, like I say, for me, it stands out in my mind that there are two laws here, one for a Canadian and one for illegals walking over the border who don't have to prove their residency and get government benefits.
Exactly.
Well, I have to wonder.
I would class it as an invasion of privacy, which is what they're doing is against the law. When they invade on any public citizen, no matter if Canadian, British, whatever, and you do all that, there's a precedent what they're doing. And this, it goes against your human rights. They should not invade on your privacy, basically. They are, that's what I'm saying. I think you've got a case, and they've got to answer that case because it's wrong what they're doing to you. Because you've never had this before, Leslie. I've known you for a long time, and so has Dave. We've never heard you ever mention anything about details of coming back from Israel and having all this put upon you before. So this is all relatively new, where you're concerned, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is very. It's all new. I've never ever had this problem before. I mean, granted, I hadn't gone away for 3 years. I hadn't been away, but I think it's a combination of the Marxist communist takeover on the federal level and also the communist takeover here in British Columbia, with ties to Islamists and ties to the Palestinian Authority, and also this new thing that's now becoming, which is there's a rules there. The Canadian person has to stick to a rule book, and everybody else, illegals and anchor baby moms and all these people, no, they don't have to. So Canada's really a joke, and Trudeau says it's post-national and we have open borders. So why am I being questioned? If we don't have a date, if it's
a question from Kel, and I hope you don't mind, Dave, but Kel's asking a question here. What the Liberal government is with the law, please expand on how we can fight this. This is what Kel's asking you, Leslie, as a you know, as a Canadian like herself. How do you fight this?
I honestly don't know. I guess well, Stephen Molyneux just did a really good video about this UN migration pact that Trudeau's going to sign in December, which completely does away with our borders. Every illegal welfare bum around the world who wants money can just come in here, and if you complain about it, you'll be sent, you'll be charged. So what he's saying to do is call your MPs, call our members of parliament, whatever. I mean, I honestly don't know how we can fight this. It's a huge tidal wave of Marxist, communist, global takeover that's happening to us, and our leaders are in perfect compliance with it. So,
well, that's the reason why Donald Trump refused to shake his hand. Donald Trump, the president, refused to shake his hand. Refused to shake his hand. He knows what he's doing. He knows what Trudeau's doing.
Yeah.
And he knows that this is a takeover. This is what I've said for many years. Someone famous a little while ago said it, that this is like a population takeover, being replaced by the enemy, basically. And I think now we're starting to see it take shape. With people like yourself being affected, and many other people out there. Whilst how we combat these things, I just say you just got to keep fighting. We've got to find ways that we can fight. We've got no choice, Lizzie. It's about survival. It's about it's protecting our species, our peoples. You know, the indigenous people, the Canadian people. You know. Instead of bringing foreigners in to replace, this is my own personal, this isn't EDL, this is me saying to you, Leslie, it feels like a takeover to try to replace us and bring in foreign elements, our enemy, to replace us, so that'll be a total, they'll be victorious over the infidel, the kuffar. That's what it feels like, Leslie.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've been talking about this for years. But please pray, continue, Leslie. I just want to get my thoughts out there because it's so annoying, isn't it, what's going on? And you're suffering with it. That's the thing. Go ahead.
Now, Leslie, I'd like to pull back a little bit to something you said because I think it's significant and it kind of got washed out. If indeed the new Canada under Justin Trudeau is supposed to have no borders, then indeed the question becomes, why are they bothering you? Why should it be an issue that you were in Israel for 6 months or anywhere else for 6 months? Israel, Cuba, communist China, Syria, it shouldn't matter. If Canada is indeed becoming a borderless country, and trust me, American listeners, that's what the Democrats want for us. If Canada is indeed becoming a borderless country, then the relevance is there. Why are they bothering you when all you want to do is travel? Where's the logic?
That's right. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. This is how my mind works with logic, okay? But these Marxist communists that are running things, that's not how they think. That's not how they That's not how it works for them. But it's true. He said, we're a post-national state. We're borderless. He's going to make it completely borderless in December if he signs this thing with the UN, the Global Migration Pact, and it'll be all finished for us. So, so the question exactly is why? Why question somebody's residency when there's no borders?
Well, it almost feels now. I'm gonna put it this way, because you know, as you've been talking, you and Dave's been talking, and the questions have been out there. What goes through my mind is North Korea. You know, people are there. They're not allowed out. And if they know everything about everybody, it seems like maybe they're trying to create a North Korea. Maybe our countries are trying to create a Korean-type style of things with their own dictatorship. Does it feel that way, Leslie, or is it just me thinking aloud?
No, it does. It does feel that way, because we have a member of parliament, that Iqra Khalid, who's she's a Muslim Brotherhood operative, and her father is tied to known terrorist groups as well. And she came up with that M103 motion, which is to stop people from being Islamophobic, which there's no such thing. And that is also tied to the UN, because the UN.
It's just stupid. How anybody, I mean, the word doesn't even really exist, does it? The person who actually invented the word said, when he had to look at it closely, the gentleman who actually brought the word to the forefront of everything said he'd thought about it, and he thought that it just makes no sense. And the whole thing, Islamophobia, there should be no such word as Islamophobic. Then there should be such things. If that's the case, then there must be such a thing as Judophobic, Christophobic, and other words like that. Why aren't they part of the dictionary now? It does seem that they're trying to shut people up who has got views against a death cult, an evil death cult that's trying to suppress us and to try to take away all that we hold dear. But that's me with my views, Leslie, and I think me, you and Dave and Kel, we all feel that this is the path that they're trying to create. And we must put obstacles in their way. We must bring them down. In the end, there's no doubt about it. You know, we've got no choice. I think as people, free people, I'd be damned if I'm going to die on my knees, and you know, with people that wants my downfall, just to please them and their agendas against myself and my future. You know, my future children, etc. And I know you feel the same, Leslie, and most of us do. But we are in a predicament, because, you know, as Winston Churchill said, so much was done by so few. That's how we are. That's how we are at this moment in time. I mean, we are a part of the fight. There is a fight for survival. You're a part of this, Leslie. I mean, a lot of us now realise that, you know, this isn't going away. This isn't, you know, something that we can, I'm going to bed, it'll be all right in the morning. It's not. It's going to deteriorate. Things are going to get worse. I just hope that you're part. I hope you can get some legal representation, because what they're doing to you is wrong. You know, basically, I think they're breaking the law with doing this to a Canadian citizen as such. What right are they? Well, you have got rights, Leslie. You've got human rights.
Well, Jeff,
you know,
I'd like
yeah,
to...
Yeah, right, Tommy, what's not human rights? But look,
right.
Look at the way they tread all over here for human rights, Dave and Leslie. Dave, I know you wanted to come in there. Please come back, mate.
Right. Well, I just want to say, we're at the halfway point in the show, and there's something that you wanted to play for the listeners. And I figured if you wanted to call back in, I'd go ahead and play that. And then we come back for the second half of the show.
That sounds like a plan to me, David.
Okay,
buddy.
All right, guys. Jeff wanted me to Jeff wanted to play this out of respect for the people of Israel, and we hope that you've enjoyed this first half and that you'll join us for the second half of the English Defense League radio show.
Israel and the people of Israel. Thank you, Dave. And I'm back. And I've noticed there's a little bit of conflict of interest in the chat room. So please, can you calm it down? I'm not going to mention any names or anything like that. It's just calm it down. That's all I'm saying. Leslie. Some interesting points in the first half of this show, and as I say, it's very worrying times that we live, isn't it? I'll be glad. I think most of us will. I mean, we got problems with Brexit, as you know, with the traitorous Theresa May over
here,
and you've got the same issues with the Trudeau issue as well. So we live in very precarious times, don't we, Leslie?
Yes, we do.
And it's how we, hopefully this time, I think you've got elections in November, isn't it, in 2019, Leslie? I just hope and I pray that the great Canadian people put the wrongs right, because you need someone in power who's going to, you know, put the sort of issues out in your country that's been sadly lacking since Justin Trudeau has put foot and been doing everything to totally wreck the good feelings with countries other than Canada. I mean, let's put it this way. Donald Trump doesn't even want to shake the guy's hand. That proves how bad things are. When the President of the United States doesn't want to shake, you know, someone, a close neighbor's hand, he walked away from him, actually. That was the other day. But, yeah, hopefully, you can maybe vote in someone next year who probably has more of a conservative outlook than what you've got at this moment, because it's just going down that damn toilet, isn't it, Leslie?
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
Well, you know, what strikes me, Leslie, is down here in the United States, as you know, just before our midterm elections, a Trump-hating leftist walks into a Jewish synagogue and kills 11 people, and immediately the left's court jesters, which is what I call them, people like Samantha Bee from this quote-unquote Comedy Central show called Full Frontal, comes on and starts talking, saying, "Well, we need to talk about anti-Semitism on the right, and whenever they say globalists, they mean Jewish people." Now, you take that and you look at who it was that actually killed Jewish people here in the United States of America, and you look at what the Trudeau government, which is I mean, they might as well almost be all wearing Mao suits. They're so far left, is doing to you guys in Canada. You see what Jeremy Corbyn and his bunch and the fake conservatives in the UK are doing, Jeff. You know, you see all of that. And the question has to be asked, who are the real anti-Semites here? Who has real anti-Semitism in their hearts? Leslie, what do you think?
Well, I believe the United Nations, of course, has anti-Semitism in their hearts, and that they're completely steeped in it. They most resolutions go against Israel. There's all sorts of wars and atrocities going on, and Israel is the hold on, Kel is really getting on my nerves here. Just keep talking, guys. I have to answer this.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm watching that. Kel, can you leave it, please? We've got Leslie here as our guest. Could you just pack this bitch up in the chat, please?
She is a very rude person. Very rude. She wants all the attention.
I'm muted her anyway. I'm not having that. I'm sorry. I'm not putting up with that. Please continue, Leslie. And I'm sorry. Sometimes this does happen. It's very rare it does. And you're a guest of ours. And I think the world of Kel, she's a dear friend, but I'm not going to have my friends talk to like Kel's been doing to you. So, Kel, if you're listening, you've created this problem. You didn't need to. Okay? So, David,
yeah.
You wasn't sure what was going on. I've just informed you. There's been a bit of a confrontation, and it's not been very fair, and it's been some very unkind words being said. And I'm not having that. I'm not having one of our guests speak to in that way.
That's
anyway,
the thing.
Kel's left
Leslie,
the building. Just to give you
Leslie
a heads up, Leslie, Dave, she's left the building.
Ah, okay. But Jeff, and that's something that you said that I want to emphasize. You know, for any future guests that want to come on the show, we want to treat you right. We want you to know that you come to this show in a fair and welcoming atmosphere. There may be some people in the chat that disagree with you or whatever, but we don't want you to feel harassed or uncomfortable or anything like that. When Jeff hosts a guest, he likes to treat them right. If they if they were in person, You know, they'd be in a comfy chair by the fire with their favorite drink and snacks and everything
Leslie
else.
Leslie knows that.
You know,
Leslie, you've been here. She's been here enough times. She knows. You know, we treat Leslie as a dear friend, and when she's got problems like she has, we don't need someone in the background sniping at what she's saying and picking up on the words that she's saying. We don't need nor does Leslie. She's not so, you know, I'm sorry that you had to put up with that, Leslie. My apologies. I should have muted her when she started. My apologies.
We treat every guest well. We treat every guest well here. And Leslie, we do appreciate the time because we know that you're not completely over, you know, a very bad flu that you've had on top of this harassment from your own government. You were addressing my question about I'm not looking for a direct comparison between the left and the right, but when you look at the evidence of the things that I mentioned before, and let's go back a little bit to to the handling of Iron Dome ammunition from the Defense Department, that being moved to the White House during the Obama administration, and Prime Minister Netanyahu having to leave the White House that one time out back by the trash cans and not being treated with proper respect, even though Obama went to Israel and they gave him a medal for God knows what. All right. As you said, much of this comes from the United Nations, which seems to be Sharia compliant. The question really has to be asked now that the right is being accused of anti-Semitism. And I see program after program, Leslie, here in the new mainstream media, things like EDL Radio, you know, Kel's program as well, Red Fox Radio. I see, I see my show, The Unpleasant Blind Guy. All of these other programs defending Israel, defending Jewish people, and we're on the right. So, I'll ask you the question again. When it comes to anti-Semitism, where is the real anti-Semitism?
Yeah, well, it's definitely on the left. The media tries to build up this KKK issue. But they're very, as many people have said, the right, they call them the right wing, you know, and they're Nazis and stuff like that. The Nazis were left wing, and they were tyrants and totalitarians. And the left, our leftists of today are on that same track. And they're teaming up with communists, Marxists, Islamists, with Sharia law. You know, the OIC pretty much runs the UN. And that's made up of something like 57 Islamic countries, and they're the ones pushing this Islamophobia stuff. And that's why
Donald Trump and his administration walked away from that part of the UN because of that whole situation, Leslie. That was it was really. That's one of the reasons, isn't it, Dave, that they walked away from that because of that situation?
Well, I wouldn't like, I don't. Go ahead, please.
Go ahead, Dave. Go ahead, Dave, because I wasn't quite sure. I wanted to hear what you had to say about that.
Well, no, you were talking about basically all of these Islamic nations being the dog that wags the tail, and now the tail is the United Nations. You were making your point about that. Please continue with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's huge. And Trudeau recently put out a tweet that he was carrying out the agenda for the United Nations with Canada as the, as his jumping off point, I guess, for want of a word. And that is his agenda, the Agenda 2021, I think it's called, an Agenda 2030, and this now this Compact for Immigration that's coming through in December to bring in floods and floods, open the borders completely. And it also, within this, I watched the video. If people watch the video, Stephen Molyneux's video about it, it makes it illegal to speak out against it. And then they take all your, they take your money to pay for all this. That's what this carbon tax is all about. And also, he's wanting to go into our bank accounts here in Canada. It's been a big, huge stink. He actually wants to go into Canadians' bank accounts, find out what they've got in there, what they're doing. And the bottom line is the more communists, the more Islamists you have in any given situation, the more endangered Jews become, and not just Jews, everyone else, because they're all considered the infidel.
Yeah, we
well,
got this problem
go.
With the Labour Party in this country, as you know, Leslie and Dave. We've got the Corbynites, you know, the Marxist lot, that have been quite openly speaking about anti-Semitism, and they have been caught out many, many times. So we know the Labour Party is rife in the UK, and just not there, but the Conservatives have been known to be a part of this. So this is a massive, massive issue that we have, Leslie. I mean, I don't think it's ever been... we know that this has gone on for many, many years, but I don't think it's been at a height that it is what it is now. And especially yourself, you're feeling what's going on even as a Canadian citizen, that it's affecting you with visiting Israel, and you've got a reason to visit. You've got friends, and you've got friend of family friends in Israel. Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't you visit a country like Israel just because they mm-hmm. don't mm-hmm. want you to? It's just
yeah.
it's
and
just
also,
so wrong.
Yeah,
go on, Leslie. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, I also like to immerse myself in the culture because I love the history and the archaeology and the language. I try to speak Hebrew, although I'm terrible at it. For some reason, it won't stick in my brain. But I do love to be around it. I like the music and the food. Like I just like to be very immersed in the culture because it's just so interesting and so compelling.
I'm envious,
you know,
of you actually visiting Israel, because it's a place that I always wanted to go and visit and to see
yeah.
some of the monumental things of Israel. I mean, it's to me it'd be a religious thing that I would go to Israel, in Christian beliefs, etc. You know, but I would love to visit Israel. There's so many. I've got friends actually in Israel. I've had a friend there, but he used to be a guide. He used to go, a tourist guide. He should take
oh,
around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
yeah,
guys,
a great
yeah.
guide.
Those guys know a lot of stuff about Israel.
And Tzvika, his name's Tzvika. And what a great gentleman. And talk about wise. The Jewish people, when you have a conversation with Jewish people, you know what I'm talking about, Leslie. They are very wise mm-hmm. people, and it's so interesting
yeah.
to listen to the theology, everything. They're so advanced as well in things that they talk to you about. You can sit listening to them for hours, can't you, Leslie? I know, because you had done that. But
yeah,
just to let
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
Leslie and Dave, we've got another great gentleman who's joined us in the chat room, the Alaskan. A great gentleman, so I thought I'd let you
what
know
up,
Boyd? That we've got Boyd, a good man, good to have you here. Dave.
Well,
you
know, the thing about the guide, Jeff, and now I know this from the broadcasts of Lonnie Poindexter, who hosts Lion Chasers Radio on Urban Family Talk. That, by the way, can be heard from 11 to 1 a.m. weekdays. And he has been to Israel with KUFI, which is an organization that is very interested in Israel and in advocacy for Israel. And these guides, take the tourists around know a heck of a lot. In fact, when Lonnie was out there, he was out there with a bunch of pastors, with a bunch of Christian pastors, and they were talking about the theology and everything. So it's not just the lay of the land; it's also the culture. So Jeff, you know, if you had an opportunity to speak with a former guide, then that was someone that you knew a heck of a lot. But Leslie, I wanted to ask you, do you think you would have gotten the same treatment if you had come back from Canada after 6 months of being a grad student and working on a dig in Egypt? Do you think you'd have had the same problems?
Well, I personally don't think so, but I don't know. I mean, I can't prove it, can I? So I don't know for sure.
Well, I can't really say. Yeah, well, it certainly, though, is something that I think bears investigation, and bears investigation by the media, because the question needs to be asked. And as I've told you in private, I really hope that you get hold of the Israeli newspapers, and that they begin their own investigation. Because if this is harassment, the bright light needs to be shined on it, because mm-hmm. these cockroaches need to head back into the woodwork and stop harassing people. Because you mentioned Nazi Germany before, and this is really where the purges began, Jewish people in Nazi Germany. They began with innocuous investigations. And I have to wonder, Leslie, when the mainstream mischaracterizations of Jewish people are going to begin, because certainly it's begun with the Muslim population of Canada. And I'm really wondering when that's going to be allowed to seep into Canada's regular media.
Mm-hmm. Well, it never will, I don't think. Like, it's our so-called media is never going to start telling the truth, because Trudeau, the union that represents something like 15,000 journalists or something like that, it's called Unifor. They're completely leftist Marxist types, and they want Trudeau to fund all of the media because they're all failing, because they're all fake news. And so we're heading further and further and further down this road of extremely fake media and propaganda, and it's not going to change. It's not going to change, and the problem is Canadians are very apathetic and gullible and naive. And it's going to take the whole thing collapsing on their heads before they actually figure out what's going on.
I'll
tell you what it reminds me of. I hope you don't mind me expressing the way that I look at people. Certain people have got a way. It's like a frog in a saucepan of water. He'll sit there, you turn the heat up, he'll sit there and he'll boil away until he dies. And it seems that we've got this apathy with the people. Our peoples are the same, except some of us are not going to sit in a pan and be boiled to death. Some of us want to stand up and just shout out that this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, mm-hmm. there's many of them who would rather sit there and be boiled to death slowly. Would you take that adjective as what is really going on in our countries? Because that feels like that to me here.
Yeah, that's a very good picture of what's going on, for sure.
It is, isn't it, Leslie?
Going,
it's sad,
it's going unculturally here, too.
I'm not just talking about here and Canada Day, but the United States. There's a lot of people who've got that mentality, haven't they, that just sit back and not do nothing until, before they know it, they've got to fight for their lives or something like that. That's how it That's how it all ends up, Dave, isn't it? Would you agree, Dave?
Well, Jeff, there is that element. And I have to say, because the truth has to be told. For a lot of years around the middle of the 20th century, people on the right were like that. They thought, well, we have good leaders, so we really don't have to speak out for good conservative family type values, and we also don't have to lead by example, and practice those values. That was something else that came along around the 1970s. That's when that began to sink in, and it was only around the mid to late 1980s when people on the right began to notice that there was something wrong. I'm talking about here in the United States, and they began to realize, no, we sat on our hands for too long, and the left have been allowed to have their way for about 15 years, and now we're having to play catch-up, and we're still having to play catch-up here in the States. And every time we take one step forward, the left leaps about 3 to 5 steps forward, because now they have a base of money and power, and that is going to be something that we have to keep on trying to overcome. And it's even worse in other countries. And it's terrible in the UK, and it's getting that way in Canada. And what astonishes me, Leslie, is the speed at which it's getting that bad in Canada.
Mm-hmm, the speed, exactly. It's going very, very fast. And like I said earlier, Trudeau's going to be signing this UN compact for migration, and that's going to speed it up even quicker. And it has all sorts of things in there, again, about squashing free speech. You're not going to be allowed to complain that you're paying for these welfare bums from around the world, and this is their dumping ground, and we're not going to be able to complain about it. And they're going into our bank account. They want to. They've gone into our credit card history already. And we can see the writing on the wall here of what the next steps are going to be.
Yeah, and that is important.
I think we can, Leslie.
Very important.
Being survivalists like we are, we know that we've got a battle on our hands against the inevitable, what they're trying to force upon us. I think you would agree, Dave. We've got no choice as a people about survival. I've said this for many years, that this is what it comes down to. What they're trying to achieve is it's dark. It's really, really dark. We don't want to go backwards. We love innovation, don't we, Leslie? Don't we, Dave? We love moving forward. We don't want to be drawn back to a 7th century ideology that has got no reasoning to exist in a 21st century world. It has no place. Why? Why in heaven's sake are they trying to put this evil cult upon our free world? People fought and died to protect people like us, Leslie. Your parents, my parents, have all done their thing to make sure that we as a people survive and continue through their sacrifice. And look what they're doing. They're giving it away to some dark force that just wants our deaths. They don't want anything else but our deaths. We're the infidel. And Leslie, you know, you've got a Jewish background. They hate the Jewish people. We know that. And that's where we are. I mean, the fight's got to continue. Leslie, you keep doing me doing. I hope you get some legal representation to sort out some of these issues, Leslie. And I hope you will stay in touch with us and come back on the show in the not too distant future to let us know how things are going. We want to make sure that we all stay in touch over this. This what's going on, Leslie. And once again, I've got to thank you. I know you're not well today, and coming on the show and spending so much time with myself and Dave and the listeners out there. I'm sure the listeners appreciate everything you said today, Leslie. And thank you for your time, because I know you've got this horrible cold that's hanging around your neck, haven't you? Because we are coming down to the last about 10 minutes of the show, but I'd like just for you, Leslie, just your final thoughts for today, and where the listeners can find you during the week, Leslie. So with that, over to you, Les.
Okay. Well, my final thoughts are I'm just stunned that I read Orwell's 1984 back when I was in high school or something, and I'm shocked, that really, really shocked, that this is the road we're heading down, this totalitarian statehood kind of thing. All we can do is just keep fighting for our rights and keep standing up for what our ancestors fought for our freedoms. It's very, very, very important. And if people can find me, I'm a lot on Twitter at the moment, so I'm at Real Clear Israel on Twitter. I have had a lot of stuff going on in the recent while, and I haven't updated my website, but there are other older things on there that people can see, the realclearisrael.org. And I'm also on Facebook at Leslie Ann Stoffel, and Instagram. I'm on all the social media thingies, but lately I've been a lot.
So they
Twitter.
Can find you in all different places, can't they, Leslie? And you'll have a lot more followers after today's radio show as well. But thank you for your time, Leslie. Will you come back and let us know how things are going, please?
Yes, I will. I will for sure, guys. Yeah. Thank you for having
me
on.
Bless you, Leslie. And
thank you, Leslie,
very much. I'm so sorry to hear what you've been going through. But I'd like to pass it to Dave before we start closing the show down. Dave, I'm sure you want to say a few words to Leslie before we end this transmission today. Go ahead, brother. And where they can find you, my dear friend?
Well, at first, I just want to say thank you to Leslie for being not only on the English Defense League radio show, but for being on the Unpleasant Blind Guy. This is probably going to come out on the 1st of December. So, when the Christmas season starts, people are going to be hearing about this. And, yes, I just want to echo what Jeff says. Please come back. Keep us informed of what's going on. And we are always here, Leslie, to support you and to support the things to support the people of Israel. We still consider you to be a teammate, even though your work schedule has kept you from being a regular part of the show. Anytime you want to pick on that, you're always welcome to do so. And there is always going to be a welcoming place here for you. So God bless you.
And free biscuits as well.
Yeah, and God bless you, and we will talk soon. We will. Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Okay, are you guys going to call me later on after the show?
Actually, yeah. I will a bit. I will in a bit, but Leslie,
okay.
Jeff, I just want to do this for my own listeners. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for listening to this special edition of The Unpleasant Blind Guy. And, please give whatever support you can to Leslie Ann Stoffel. She can be found at The Real Clear Israel. It's a great website. Check that out, and may your God go with you. Back to you, Jeff.
Thank you, Dave, as usual. And thank you, Leslie. We'll be talking again in a little while, but I've got to thank everybody that's listening to the show today, and especially the Alaskan who's here today. I'm sorry. Do you know what? I'm a bit rude there. COG's coming as well. COG, good to see you, brother. And I'm sorry I didn't say hello. It's just I was in the
I was in the studio at the time. But thank you for being here and joining us this evening. We'll be back again this Thursday. And to all the listeners out there that supports the EDL Radio Show, we really, really appreciate your support. We've been under all sorts of attack ourselves. You know, the chairman actually himself, his PayPal has been stopped. So we've had all sorts of issues. But guess what, guys? They will not stop us. They will not stop our voice. We will continue. No matter what they try to do to stop us, we will continue. There is no surrender, ever, guys. Never forget that, guys. No matter what they do or say, we will fight them and we will prevail. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to thank you all. You take care, you stay safe, God bless you all, and no surrender, no surrender ever. And with that, we're going underground. Cheers, guys. See you soon. See you Thursday.
Good night.
Yes.
Cheers, guys.
People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your five brigade. I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course, and of mine. My new deal of tax was far from its rights, and the public gets what the public wants. You're out to hate me, I've been enough already on my fate. People might need some tension to relax me, I'm too busy dodging green and black. Here's what you get, you made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leader, don't waste your trust, and the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns, and the public wants what the public gets.
About that day, this is probably about the third time I've done it, but we've still got a couple of minutes left. But I've got to thank everybody, especially Leslie Ann Stoffel, who joined us today with a very worrying situation that she's found herself in. And hopefully the next time we hear Leslie that she's got some legal representation, and that they'll get this sorted out, because this is really, really unfair to persecute and, you know, do what they've been doing. It's totally out of order. But once again, thank you all for joining us this evening. And we'll see you this Thursday. Oh, she said something, Dave. I think she just swore at me, that lady. That lady just swore at me. No, I'm only joking, Dave. But
Yeah, we will. We'll catch you 8:30. This is going to be our normal time. 8:30 on Thursday from now on. This is back to our virtually back to what we used to. Jess, you just told me you've got 60 seconds. Well, thank you very much for telling me I've got 60 seconds. But, yeah, we'll be back. And once again, thank you, everybody, wherever you might be, whatever part of the world you live. Thank you for listening. And I hope you share this story today, what's going on with Leslie Ann Stovall, because it's not just not Leslie Ann Stovall. It's lots of people now are being affected by the government deciding that they want to clamp down and shut people up for speaking out against this death cult called Islam. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, this is the English Defence League radio show signing off for tonight. We'll see you Thursday. Have a good week, guys. Goodbye.